Masechet Kinim Perek Aleph Mishnah Bet will now talk about bird korbanot that became mixed up with each other. We don't know which is which. Mishnah says, Hatat shinit areva be'ola, ve'ola be'hatat. If a hatat bird became mixed up with an ola bird, or an ola bird became mixed up with a hatat bird, afilu ehad beribo, even if one of them became mixed up with 10,000 of the other, where you have a significant majority of one of them, we say, Yamutu kulam, all of them have to be left to die. There's no nullification, there's no bitul. A live creature, a ba'le ha'im, is not batle, it's hashive. It's considered to be significant enough, and therefore there's no nullification in the majority, even if the majority of the other birds are 10,000 of them, to one, of one to the other. The bird is not nullified, and therefore we treat every single bird over here as a safek, as a question. We don't know if it's a hatat, we don't know if it's an ola. Like we learned in the previous Mishnah, if you have a bird hatat, and you offer it on the upper part of the Mizbeach, it's invalid. If you have a bird ola, and you offer it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, it's also invalid. So therefore, we cannot offer any of the birds in this mixture. We don't know which one of them really is the ola, which one of them is the hatat, and therefore, we can't offer them on the Mizbeach. Since they can't be offered, we have to leave them to die. The next case, we'll give a little bit of background that will apply to the rest of the Masechet as well. When a person brings a pair of birds as his obligatory offering, one of them, as we said, is a hatat, one of them is an ola. If a person, when he originally consecrated the birds, designated one as the hatat, one as the ola, they can't be switched with each other, they can't be changed whatsoever. They have to go with the one that they designated as the hatat and the one that they designated as an ola. It's clear, can't be switched. And if he forgets which is which, then as we just learned, neither one of them could be offered. This is called a ken meforeshet, a designated pair. But if he designates a pair of birds without choosing which one is the ola and which one is the hatat, then it's called a ken setuma, an undesignated pair. And this type of undesignated pair, they do have the sanctity of a bird offering, but the fact that neither one of them is a hatat, neither one of them is an ola. When the Kohen eventually goes to offer them, and he brings one of them as the hatat, the other one automatically becomes the ola. That's when the designations become set. In this case of the Mishnah, a designated hatat bird becomes mixed in with this undesignated pair of birds. The hatat bird does not become nullified, and it's allowed to be offered only as a hatat. So how do we deal with this situation where the unconsecrated birds in the mixture, half of them are allowed to be offered as a hatat, and the other one is not allowed to? So how do we deal with this combination of one hatat bird that gets mixed in with an undesignated mixture? How many birds could eventually be offered? Mishnah continues with this case. Hatat shinit areva behova. If you have a bird hatat that became mixed in with an obligatory pair of birds that were undesignated, what's the halacha? How do we treat it? En kasher ela kiminyan hataot shebehova. The only number of birds fit to be offered from this mixture is the number of hataot that are in the obligatory pair. So you have one hatat bird, we'll play this one out, that gets mixed in with a certain amount of obligatory pairs. What we say is the number of hataot that are in those obligatory pairs, those are allowed to be offered on the Mizbeach. Let's just give one example. Let's say I have one hatat bird, that's a definite. It gets mixed in with two pairs of undesignated obligatory offerings. So the mixture now has five birds. The hatat bird in the mixture could be offered as a hatat, of course. Two of the four undesignated birds could also be offered as hataot, because in every undesignated pair, one of them is automatically going to be a hatat. So the Mishnah says the number of hataot that are in the obligatory pairs could be offered as a hatat. So in this case, two hataot offerings could be valid no matter which birds are, no matter which birds are being offered. So you have the five. If the first one I grab is the regular hatat, great, that's being offered in a kosher way. If the second bird I grab is not the hatat, but it's one of the others, it's automatically the korban hatat. That's being, it's designated now as the hatat of one of the two pairs. But I can't bring a third bird now, because the third bird I grab may be the other component of the pair, which was just offered, the hatat, and maybe that one is supposed to be an olah. And if I bring that, it's an olah, it's a problem. So therefore, I can only bring a limit of two birds when I have two pairs that are there. When they're mixed with a regular hatat, just to play it safe in order to make sure that you're not bringing an invalid korban, and a lot of other details that we could play in how this all works out. V'chein, ola shirit areva b'chova, en kasher ela kiminyan olot shebachova. Same scenario. If you have a bird ola that became mixed in with obligatory burnt offerings that were undesignated, the only birds that are fit to be offered from this mixture are the number of olot that are in the obligatory pairs. The same exact scenario like we had before, just we have an ola that flew in to the undesignated pairs. So therefore, the amount of total pairs that we have, those are the amount of olot that we could bring. Now we'll conclude about that last case. Bin shahova miruba v'hanedava mimu'etet. These are the number of birds that are fit to be offered as an ola. Whether the undesignated pairs were the majority of birds in the mixture and the voluntary, already designated ola ones were the minority. Bin shahanedava miruba v'hanedava mimu'etet. Or if the designated ola birds were the majority of birds in the mixture and the undesignated pairs were the minority, no matter how we slice it. Ben shishitehen shavot, or whether the groups of birds were equal in number. You had a mixture of birds that came, some designated, some undesignated pairs that are equal. In all cases, we have a klal, we have a rule. Only the, in this case of the last one we brought up, you can only bring an olah, because you have only, you have scenarios where you have a definite olah in there. So I can never bring a hatat in there, because if I'm grabbing one random bird, maybe it's the olah. And therefore, a hatat is off the table fully. Because if I have a safek, I can never bring a hatat. Because I only know with certainty that I have an olah. So therefore, we can offer some olah birds, but only according to the worst case scenario for an olah, that all the birds being offered are definitely going to be an olah, of either ones that were designated or the olah component of undesignated pairs. So half the number of birds in the undesignated pairs could be offered as olot, no more than that, because if you bring one more than that, you're entering safek world, you're entering the land of doubt, and you may be offering a hatat by mistake. And if you offered a hatat by mistake, it's a problem, it's invalid, and therefore we're playing it safe, and we're only going to bring korbanot that we know with certainty are going to be valid.